that was the broadcasting of the Lone Ranger. This ends our broadcast day. Tomorrow we will have a special report with some interesting news. Hello? Who's there? How can I...
Ha! Now you'll never get me!
Crushing.
Mick, I have the program ready. Mick! This is a job for Scooby-Doo! Wait, I don't know the number. I know I called the Ghostbusters, but they don't deal with my problem. I'll call the police instead! 911, hello. There's been a murder at radio JNNA 190.2 PM station. Yes, I need a detective right away. Detective Hurlock, I was just walking into the studio when I found Mick dead on the floor. Detective, what will we do?
Calm down. My accomplice here, Dr. Wilcuff, and I need to know exactly everything that happened that you know.
Well, I was creating a broadcasting program, and when I finished and walked to the studio, I found Mick dead. He had just finished up the earlier broadcast of the Lone Ranger about 15 minutes before I arrived.
He appears to have been shot with a 45mm handgun right above the right eyebrow. This seems to be a nasty wound, and he must have died within 5 seconds after he was hit.
Detective, do you have any idea of who did it?
I'm afraid the evidence doesn't point to anyone specific yet.
So far, it's been a day since the murder, and we've got no closer to the truth. I think another opinion is needed. Hello, Detective John. This is Chewbacca from Radio JNNA, 190.2 PM. There's been a murder here recently, and I'd like you to come and give a second opinion, please. Okay, thank you. He should be here within the hour.
Hello, this is Detective John from Sinister Crimes Co.
Detective, have you read up on the situation?
I've studied all the reports made by the last detective. If you wouldn't mind, I'd like to see the body myself.
Of course, he's at the morgue.
Well, it seems that Dr. Wilcoff made an accurate analysis, but it seems suspicious that he was able to make such an accurate guess with only the tools he brought with him to the investigation. Let's go back to the studio. What's that fuzzing sound?
Fuzzing sound? Wait, I hear it. It's the mic. It's been on and recording for a future broadcast. I must have forgotten to turn it off.
Wait, let me hear what's been recording.
Ah, now you'll never get me.
Mick, I have the program ready. Mick, this is a job for Scooby-Doo. Wait, I don't know the number. I know I called the Ghostbusters, but they don't deal with my problem. I'll call the police instead.
Seems that we have proof. We need to prove the murder and his accomplice. Dr. Wilcoff, Detective Hurlock, thank you for joining us. It seems we have come across some clues that you two failed to.
Please enlighten us.
I have found evidence that proves beyond a doubt that Dr. Wilcoff and his accomplice, Detective Hurlock, murdered Mick and the victimized radio broadcaster.
That's a serious thing to accuse a good doctor and an honorable detective. What proof do you have?
What first made me suspicious was the fact that your own report, Detective Hurlock, did not lead to any solid facts. Your prestigious reputation made it clear that either the scene was completely empty or you just didn't list everything you found. I also found it suspicious that Dr. Wilcoff was able to make such an accurate guess about Mick's death without the analysis tools the hospital offers. What ultimately proves that Dr. Wilcoff murdered Mick, though, is the recording of Dr. Wilcoff's voice after he killed Mick. Dr. Wilcoff, you are accused of murder. Detective Hurlock, you are accused of being an accomplice of murder and working alongside Dr. Wilcoff to conceal the facts.
No! I didn't do it. I'm a doctor. I specialize in the medical field. I'm not a murderer.
He forced me. I didn't do it.